You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we are here with Eric Larson, who is the new CEO for Huron Regional Medical Center. Been on the job about a month now as CEO, so welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And so we're going to start first with who is Eric? Tell us a little bit about your history, your journey to the point that brought you here to HRMC.
Certainly. So I am a healthcare executive that's been in healthcare for the last 26 years or so. Started my healthcare journey as a business office intern in Idaho. So I have affinity for doing things early in an education process to learn about where you want to be later on in life. But started in Idaho and then came to Oregon, North Central Oregon, and through my 22 years there, served as a CIO and a vice president of support services in that role for 22 years. After our children left home, they were empty nesters, we were empty nesters, we decided that it was time to do something a little more dramatic. So we went to Alaska, my wife and I, and we're in Alaska for a couple of years where I served as the chief information officer in that organization. That organization had three critical access hospitals and about 22 plus clinics. Really was a really neat experience to be up there in Alaska. The challenge with that was simply being available to family in the lower 48 states. And so my tenure there had sort of come to a place where I was ready to move back. And I knew that Huron Regional Medical Center was looking for some help. In fact, a couple of the staff here contacted me directly and asked if I wanted help with their EHR implementation. And so came here in January of this year, and through David Dick's process of wanting to retire, was able to have an opportunity to serve in his role. So been in healthcare for a long time, seen a lot of different things, and I'm excited to be here in Huron, South Dakota.
And becoming CEO was not a new idea for you, right?
That's correct. You're absolutely right. When I was first made a vice president in Oregon, my CEO at the time had one-on-one interviews and asked us sort of what our career aspirations were. And at that time, I'd been in healthcare probably all of 3 years. And I said, well, I want your job. And that was a little bit probably Pollyannish of me. Very naive at the time, but over those 20 plus years in Oregon, I learned a little bit more about what it means to be in healthcare leadership and really what the CEO role entails, more so than I ever thought I would. Through the years, though, that goal never diminished, so I still wanted to be a CEO of a small rural community hospital because I've always felt that I've had a connection in smaller communities. I like the feel of being in an organization that's connected to the community and the people in it. In Alaska, it was very much of a different environment where I wasn't in a position where I could interact with people on a regular basis. It was in a lot of meetings and a lot of meeting with staff, which is well and good, but that community connectedness just did not exist. And so when this opportunity came up to be part of a small community hospital again, I felt, you know, this is really where I find myself flourishing. So here I am because I enjoy small community work.
You've only been on the job a month.
Correct.
But have had a little bit of time to be thinking about what it is that you see happening here under your leadership. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think as I've observed, and I've still got a lot to learn, of course, being here for only a month, but a couple of the elements that I really want to focus on while I am here and hopefully elevating the position and the emphasis of the organization is around four things. So the first is around our clinical quality. If we're doing great things, I want to make sure that we're acknowledging that. If we have ways or things to improve, then we need to put focus and energy on that from a clinical quality standpoint, because obviously we know that if we're doing those good quality interventions or care with our patients, they're going to want to continue to be here because they know they're safe, they're coming to a safe quality place. The second is around physician or medical staff engagement and cohesiveness. Really looking at the landscape here in Huron, there's a mix of providers that are both independent and employed, and different clinics here in town. And I really want to try to find a way to bring that all together so that we're all marching in lockstep with each other about how we take care of the patients in our community. Of course, the aim is to keep our patients in our community as much as we can, knowing that there may be some things that would have them see providers in other communities, but use that as the exception rather than the rule. So whatever we can do together, build that collegiality, that community of providers who try to work towards keeping our patients here, is something that I would really like to focus on. The third thing is around employee engagement. And of course, we know, as in any organization, our employees are our greatest asset. So, you know, the people here are good people. They work hard and they do good work. And I want to make sure that they're recognized for that. Beyond that, it's how are we treating our employees from a standpoint of, do they feel valued? Do they feel cared for? Do they feel like this is an organization that they would tell their friends about? I want that pride in the organization to be replete. I want employees to feel like we care about them and that we're engaged in their well-being. So what do we need to do there in terms of uplifting staff, making sure that they feel that engaged spirit about them? So that's the third one, is employee engagement. And the fourth one is simply financial stewardship. You know, we've all got responsibilities to be good stewards of our resources. And, you know, the saying is often, no money, no mission. So we've got to make sure that we're making wise decisions with not only how we bill and collect and take care of our finances in that way, but what are our long-term financial priorities and what should they be relative to our position and our posture in the community. So what makes the most sense of how to spend our dollar to enhance the care in our community is really the other element that I'm trying to balance with. But those four things are really what I'm targeting and trying to aim for. And they're not earth-bending or mind-shattering, but they're simple, basic, I call them blocking and tackling basics of doing good work. And I hope that you know, the rest of the organization and the community can align to those too.
And just like everyone listening, we're also doing those things in a pandemic.
Yes, all of that around a pandemic. For sure, you know, and everybody knows, I think that the pandemic is replete in all of our lives. We're all impacted by it. Our commitment is that we provide a safe place for our patients to seek their care, and I think we've done a really good job of that here. In fact, our organization has come together very well, and I think we've done some fantastic things that have really impacted how we are able to take good care of patients when they present here. In fact, I'd venture to say that our hospital is probably safer to go to than some other places because we do take that very seriously. And so the pandemic has certainly created some challenges for us as well as everybody else in the country, but it hasn't beat us down to the point where we've just given up. We continue to fight the good fight, and we'll continue to do that.
So let's talk a little bit about your family. You mentioned that you wanted to get into the lower 48. Mm-hmm. So that you can get closer to supporting your family.
Sure.
You want to talk a little bit about them?
Certainly. I've got my immediate family. Of course, my wife, Nicola, is here with me for, we've been married for 28 years. So coming from a good family of good people in southern Idaho, and my parents currently live in Utah. So my parents are a little bit older, they're aging, so I wanted to be more readily accessible to them. We do have two children, 26-year-old daughter who lives in southern Idaho, and a 22-year-old son who just graduated from the University of Utah and looking towards medical school. The most important members of the family, of course, are the four-legged ones, and so they are with us. We've got a little poodle and a English Cream Golden Doodle that's about 2 years old. So the English Cream Golden Doodle is mine, and the poodle is Nicholas. They're Nala and Molly.
So outside of serving as our leader, what do you like to do in any free time you might get?
Oh, boy. You know, I sort of tend to call myself a little bit of a gym rat, although over the pandemic that's been a little challenging, but I do like to spend time sweating. Historically, I've done what they call Spartan races. It's a lot of trail running and obstacle course racing. I've done that over the years, and really enjoy that. I enjoy pushing my body, seeing how it reacts and what I need to tweak next time I'm out there, kind of thing, and also just trying to be healthy. And so I know that I've got a lot of years left in me, but the healthier I can be, the better that will go.
So lastly, what is it that you'd like community members to know about you, your leadership, the hospital. I know that you often talk about wanting to get out and meet more people. So here's your chance.
So the pandemic has changed things significantly as it relates to how I can be a more integral part of the happenings in Huron. But my intention and my goal is to be a critical part of this community. And so what I really would like to do is to participate in whatever level I can to help further sort of the business side of the organization. But a lot of that comes through interpersonal relationships. And so how I interact with other people now has probably changed. But if I have the opportunity to meet with folks, to talk with them and just see what ails them and how we can help from a healthcare standpoint, I'd love to hear that. I would like to get out and meet some of the service clubs and be a part of that, try to make myself available there. But as always, I would encourage the community, any members, if they would like to send me a note, send me an email, give me a call. I'm happy to talk with them, even if it's just a matter of resolving some of their concerns. I think I was once asked, what's my superpower? And my response has always been, and will continue to be, that I think I'm a good listener. So if you need to talk with me or have a concern, please come talk with me. I'm happy to listen, and if I can impact change, I will certainly do that. But I just want to be a part of the community and be a part of the solution and help our community members find the best care that they can.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.